But right now, it is time for our weekly Fort Hood update. Today, we have from the Operational Test Command, or the OTC as we know it.
Yes, it is.
From Fort Hood, Command Sergeant Major Ken Graham on the line. Good morning, Sergeant Major.
Zach and Jim, good morning from the great place. How are you gentlemen today?
We are fantastic, man. We are loving it here in Waco, Texas, and I know you're down at the great place loving it.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
But I know we got a lot of informational things that people need to be aware of. First of all, starting out with some changes in vehicle registration.
Yes, sir. Big dramatic change. This has probably been 15 years in the making. We've been, you know, as of right now, DOD employees have to enter the post with a military decal on their vehicle. But now, starting 31 August, all vehicles will not be required to have a vehicle registration, but they will still be required to have their DOD ID card. But fortunately, folks that are non-DOD employees will be able to ride or be escorted by a DOD employee on the installation. So up until between now and August 31st, you can still use your driver's license to get on post as long as you have a DOD sticker on your vehicle. But once September, it's going to be a significant change. We're going to just have you can only enter the installation with a DOD military ID card. So that's going to be tough for folks that forget their ID card at home or something like that. They're going to have to go back home. It's going to be tough for everybody.
Yep, take the rest of the day off, right?
But folks that can still enter the installation, they just go ahead and go through the Welcome Center and get their visitor's pass, and everything will be fine. They'll check them out and everything. You show your driver's license, and then you can get on the installation. It'll be fine. It'll just be a little bit more strict for some of the DOD folks.
Well, that's a big change, and folks need to know about that. That's good. Now, the central issue facility is also making some changes.
Yeah, so for some of your listeners, I know are civilians. So our central issue facilities, that's where we get all of our gear. So we line up with a big old shopping cart, and they just load us up with all our combat equipment. But for the soldiers, they'd be happy to know for those that are ETS in the Army or a PCS or retiring, the CIF facility is going to be taking care of those folks from 08 in the morning, 8 a.m., till noon. They'll just focus on those folks, and then they'll open up again at 11:30. Open up again at 1300, which is 1 o'clock p.m., for everybody else, where they'll issue equipment and direct exchanges. So it's a pretty good change for those folks who are getting out of the Army, and it kind of separates the two different situations there. It makes it a little bit easier for everybody.
Well, always a lot of things going on at the great place, as you know, Sergeant Major. And we got to remember, too, that we still have some soldiers in the fight.
Absolutely. We've got about 5,200 soldiers currently deployed from various brigade units here on Fort Hood. The 1st Cavalry Division obviously is a big asset here. We have on the installation the 13th Sustainment Command Expeditionary, the 89th MP, the 36th Engineers, the 1st Med Brigade, and 11th Signal Brigade. All those folks are forward deployed in areas like Afghanistan, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and also South Korea.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and give us the update today. It's always good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. You guys are great. Thank you so much for your service to the Fort Hood community. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much and have a great day.